This is episode number 93, How to Be More Confident.
This is a new day. Everything's bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment, You got a freedom. Woo. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming, This is a new day.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach. From drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. We talk about being the best version of you every week on this podcast, and it's time for us to set that goal to be more confident in the year 2022. What kind of mindset does it take to become more confident? Honestly, there's a rule that I learned as a young child, and I practiced it throughout my youth, and it was kind of like putting on the persona of what one wants to have, or in other words, fake it until you feel it. That's an interesting approach. If you raise your shoulders back, lift your chest a couple of inches, just expand that upper body section, breathe deeply, and smile a lot more on purpose, you'll find that your confidence naturally rises just from that physical act alone. There are other things you can do to increase your confidence. If you're starting a new endeavor, one of those things might be to just get started. Until you take action, no planning in the world is going to get you what you really want. So if you're thinking about launching an online course or taking a new class and getting a degree or moving up in your career in some way, chances are you need to take the action to gain the confidence. There is no substitute for the true life experience that you gain when you're actually engaged in doing that thing that you want to do. So let's break that down just a little bit. Planning is important. Planning is critical to ensuring that you're able to actually complete what you start. If you're not sure that the big project you're thinking about is something completable, I would suggest breaking it down into the smallest piece and just finishing that part. Let's say, for example, you'd like to have a podcast. If you have a podcast and you decide you'd like to run it for 1 year, 1 year would be a great milestone to reach. Once you've hit the 1 year mark, you can decide, would you like to do it again for a second year? Would you like to continue it? Many podcasts do not continue, and you can see that a person starts and sometimes runs out of ideas or doesn't finish what they've started. Your confidence will increase when you break your project into a small piece and complete that one piece. Again, you can go back and decide, do you want to keep it going? If you do, then of course you can do that same process for the second step. You don't want to begin something and feel compelled to finish it over and over and over. That is, once you start a podcast, you have to keep it going forever. That's a great example of any project. If you'd like to lose weight, maybe you'd like to maintain the weight. Do we want to lose weight over and over and over? It might happen. It might need to happen to get back to that wonderful set point we'd like to establish. But if we want to teach a class, maybe we should decide that class has a term. We'll offer it one time. If we like it, we'll offer it again. Whatever it is, we can find something to move it forward and just complete that one piece. Then we can reassess. Confidence comes from the evidence that we examine in our own lives, not from everyone else's accolades or criticism or words about ourselves. So as we're thinking about gaining confidence, we have to look at the evidence we'd like to select. Are you a person who is prone to looking at the positivity in your life? Do you have a negative filter? Do you look at what's going wrong before you do anything else? Whatever it is you're thinking about, look for evidence that will support your success and your forward momentum. Confidence comes from noticing that evidence and laying hold on it. As they say, grabbing it, running with it. If you want to feel more confident, you have to choose what you're going to use to support your confidence. So the first tip I gave you today was to expand your chest, raise it a few inches, hold your shoulders back, and smile more. Again, this physical task does bring more confidence. And the second one is to break whatever it is you're trying to achieve into a very small piece and simply start. You can always revise once you've gotten moving. You can do that one part, wrap it up, and then reassess for the next step of the journey. But whatever you do, just get started. A third thing I'm going to give you today is about modeling. And modeling is especially effective if you've never done the thing before and you can't imagine yourself doing it. Modeling means that you think about someone who has done what you're trying to do and was successful at it, and you copy their habits. I did this when I was a first-year teacher more than 25 years ago. I had student taught with a man named David Fulmer, a fantastic band director. He was at Temp View High School in Utah, and he had certain mannerisms, certain phrases, certain things that he did with his ensembles, and I wanted to have that kind of confidence. I wrote down some of the phrases, and when I was in my teaching career alone in the classroom with my own students, and I lacked confidence, I copied those phrases. I sort of role-played or modeled what he would do in a similar situation until I figured out my own way. Perhaps you have a project you want to do that you've never done before, and you'd like to do something similar. So think about who in your life has done this thing before. Who is it that you can look to for an example? What are the habits that they follow? What are the practices that they do? Whatever those things are, those are your goals for modeling after this person. I always suggest looking at the positive traits that someone models so that you also are able to copy those habits in a positive way. Sometimes people model negative traits, and I wouldn't suggest copying those. One of the things I really like about modeling is that we can get out of our own heads a little bit. And when we're role-playing or taking on the modeling of someone else, it really helps us look at something a little bit more objectively, see it from an outside lens, and not so much from within and inside our own emotional space. So modeling can be a fantastic way to go. If you don't know anyone who has done what you're trying to do, find someone that's done something close to it or similar in a different field. That too can give you a great idea about how to get started. So as we wrap it up today, I want to encourage you to try these three things this coming week to boost your confidence and just get started. As you take that first step, you can look at it, collect some evidence, and gain confidence by reviewing what you're doing, how it's going, and where you'd like to go from there. Your confidence will continue to grow as you take action and as you review the action. Here's to being the best version of you this coming week. Our theme song for the Mindset for Life Season 2 podcast is New Day, performed by Danny Gokey in 2021. Danny Gokey is under exclusive license to Capital Christian Music Group, Incorporated, and it was written by Ethan Hulse, Kobe Wedgeworth, and Danny Gokey. Copyright 2019. From Better Than I Found It, administered at CapitalCMGPublishing.com. All rights reserved, used with permission. 1, 2.